Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker, the late great Joe Cocker, bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Check those out when you get a chance and use them to your advantage. We got Martin Burvell here, ladies and gentlemen. Martin's a new friend. He's a VP, senior VP and group president of Verizon Business Markets. Martin, thanks again for hanging out with us. I was asking the question at the break. See, when I think of mobile, when I think of this magic wands that we all have in our hands that we can't seem to do without, I mean, most people would do without their refrigerator before they do without their phone. Most people would leave the house without their wallet than they would without their phone. When I see this kind of an addiction, this kind of a compulsion, this kind of seductiveness of any kind of capability, and how that's moving us away from the legacy connectivity, which is terrestrial, then when I see Verizon, planting fiber and offering residential services that are wired and wired business services, it makes me wonder why are you? I know what you're feeling, but what are you thinking? Is that not a fair question?
No, it's fine. And again, we offer both because people need both. So again, think of mobile as the person, but the network itself is a combination of fixed and mobile to give the people that roaming capability. So if you're in a building, and we wire to the building, that can be a location from which we can distribute mobile access.
So if I can I, in my business, can you offer me business internet connection in my business?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we can give you.
I have Comcast. You could offer me a package that competes with Comcast.
Absolutely, and do every day. I mean, yeah. Happy for the competition.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, no, that's the reason I'm telling you. You may not believe this, but most people don't know what you just said.
Well, that's my job to go.
No, most people don't. I think most people are saying right now, I didn't know Verizon did that.
Well, look, we formed this unit. I'm privileged to run this new business unit focused exclusively on small and medium businesses and state and local government because of that question. So most of the time you get services which are for big corporations or they're for consumers. And it's really hard for end customers who are small businesses to get access to those things, understand them, and use them.
Right.
And there's a better job to be done, and we formed this unit specifically to go after that opportunity and to make a better experience for end users, just like you, Jim. You know, you use us, and I'm sure there's much we can do to improve, and I'd love to hear your ideas on it, because lots and lots, you know, millions of small users is a different way of service and support from very big corporates, and there's a difference that we've got to accommodate, and we've got to make it effective and a pleasurable experience for everybody, and we're working hard to do that, and conversations with people like you and your listeners are exactly what we need to help us do that.
And to remind people, my mobile provider is Verizon, and we have, I don't know, we got 6 or 8 devices and that many lines, I guess. So, I want to get in the weeds a little bit about net neutrality. I need to know where Verizon stands on net neutrality. We got a new regime and a new sheriff in town, the Trump administration. We got Ajit Pai is the chairman of the FCC, and he is this whole regime is completely 180 degrees the opposite of the Obama administration, and I think I'm happy about that. What does Verizon say?
Well, I mean, when Obama was in power for two terms, and the FCC made the rule set that it made, you know, we were fine with that, and we'll be fine with whatever rule set the new commissioner made. The key thing here is not which party's in power, which government's in power, or what shade of the political spectrum. It's for end users, and we've always been an advocate for the end user. We work absolutely within all the legislative practices that any particular government puts in play. And that's fine, and that will continue to vary. It's such a hot topic.
But there's no way that Obama's approach to net neutrality as 180 degrees different as it is from Trump's, there's no way that one way or the other isn't better for you.
Oh, I disagree. Okay. I mean, it's a case of, you know, everybody's trying to protect the consumer, and rightly so. Everybody wants to create great competition. I think Commissioner Pai's view is that consumers would be better served by allowing a set of options and scenarios, none of which are in place today, by the way, or at least for consideration, that enable better investment in the industry. I mean, what your view is...
Meaning less regulation.
Well, it's a case of, you know, if you're, we invest $17 billion a year in our infrastructure and our networks, and we've done that consistently under Democrats and Republicans. It makes no difference to us. What we want to do is to make sure that that investment is best targeted for end users who want the services, up to and including a gigabit. We've got a Fios gigabit service for $79 a month with all that capacity available. What's the best way to make
Fios,
investment
that's work? That's a fiber service.
Absolutely. It's a Fios fiber service.
Fiber.
But it's Fios is fiber. Fiber is a fiber service. But we can connect wireless services to that fiber endpoint so that you can be mobile within a location. And then you go to another location that has Fios, and you could be mobile within that.
So I'd have one for business, for my business, terrestrial and mobile, for my office and my hand. I'd have one, basically one data package.
Yeah, we can put things together like that. At the moment, you know, they're not totally integrated. That's part of the reason we're looking at what the opportunities are. You know, there's a wireless service and there's a fixed service. That's just the way the industry grew up. Now what it is, it's an anything, anywhere service that people are looking for. So we're looking at how best to do that. There are some operational challenges to make it work. But it is the way that end customers and businesses want to
do. Are you guys getting involved? What are you doing? Are you getting involved with the Internet of Things?
Of course. We have huge interest in that.
When we come back, I'm going to get you to talk about that.
Absolutely.
And we'll do that with Martin Burville, ladies and gentlemen. He's with Verizon. Very interesting conversation here. Quick break, 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.